find the phone number. Appreciate the phone calls we've been receiving. 537-1350, toll free, 866-776-1350, or tweet us at 1350KMAN. We'll go to the top of the hour. And some good discussion today, everything from weather and Martin Luther King Jr. Day and cancellations, inauguration, prohibition anniversary, you name it. We've had the gamut here today. So if anything you want to enter in on, something you want to know about, feel free to call in. We'd sure love to hear from you.
Got about 9 minutes left in the program here this morning. And by the way, I think one topic that's going to be fun to discuss or at least listen to this afternoon, Wildcat Insider, Wyatt Thompson's going to be here with John Kurtz and the crew as part of the game this afternoon. Recap the weekend and get a look forward to the basketball games that are coming on. Mm-hmm. We've got also the Jeff Mitty Show at 6, and then Chiefs Kingdom, likely the last one of those. Well, yes, the last one of those. So, got that on the air tonight. So, I'm still...
Chiefs. Yeah, I was disappointed,
yeah.
Especially with the end.
Something else I want to bring up.
All right.
One of the things that really annoys me at K-State basketball games is during the national anthem, when people shout out Chiefs over Home of the Brave.
Oh, I guess
during
I haven't
the national
caught
anthem.
That.
And that is something that I just, that just annoys
was
the heck
out of me.
Was
that a cheerleader that was singing that?
It
she
was.
Did a very nice job.
It was. And I know she struggled a little bit. Mm-hmm. Boy, she just sounded so nervous. Bless her heart.
I've had the opportunity to sing many years ago. They don't. I think they usually just keep K-State people now take part in the national anthem.
Well, they
but
have
there was
not.
A time they
we
had
have
other
not
groups.
Had vocalists for
mm-hmm.
years.
Oh yeah.
Not for years, and then we had one at the game before that was very, very good.
I've done that both as a chorus member and a quartet member, but that was many years ago back before they mm-hmm. And it makes sense to have your K-State people do it. I'm not knocking that. But
see, and I like having the national anthem because I can go over and I can exercise my voice, you know.
Now, volleyball, I've had the opportunity to sing a couple times as a quartet. They do invite outside groups for that. It's so much fun.
Let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You're on K-Man.
Good morning. I had a comment about prohibition.
Okay, go ahead.
It was one of the biggest money makers for organized crime in its time. And I think the intention of prohibition was very good, but the execution left something to be desired because of the ramifications it had. And that's my comment for the day, and thank you.
Appreciate
that's
the comment this
point.
Morning.
Wikipedia is saying that while prohibition was successful in reducing the amount of liquor consumed, it stimulated the proliferation of rampant underground, organized, and widespread criminal activity.
You never would have heard the name Al Capone.
Yeah, Chicago's St. Valentine's Day Massacre.
And maybe Joe Kennedy.
That is a good point.
You know, there
people
was
sometimes
a lot
forget
of,
that.
Yes, there was a Kennedy influence back in those days. And that is a tremendous part of the wealth that they acquired. In fact, probably all the wealth that they acquired over the years. Nothing against the Kennedys, but...
Aaron Esterbrook, I'm seeing on Twitter, is indicating that few people know Dr. King gave his last college speech at K-State.
Yes. There are some pictures that are up there that I've seen on Facebook here, and that was his last speech at a university, at a college. And, of course, it was April 4th in 1968, just a little less than, 3 months later that he was gunned down. But that is something I don't even know, and if I recall correctly, that I don't know that anybody has an audio.
No, actually,
there's
he's
no
indicating that we dug up that recording for MLK Day and more. Yes.
Well, that would be interesting to have.
Yes, it would.
Yeah. Let's see if we can get a copy of that.
Yeah, we will do that.
Yeah. So anyway, yes. But the Martin Luther King activities from yesterday or for the weekend. Rescheduled for next week. There are a lot of other things that were rescheduled. We talked about this on our closing page. We had this listing. The Flint Hills Foster Teen Camp had their annual auction scheduled for Saturday night. They rescheduled that for a date in February. And the Manhattan Bridal Show rescheduled for February 12th.
I have something here. I'm not exactly sure what I'm playing because I haven't had time to proof it, but let's just kind of see what we have here
okay.
from Aaron Estabrook.
Throwing caution to the wind, right?
Yep.
Oh, it's a nice musical interlude.
Yeah, it really is. This is from Dr. King's
Archiver is made possible by a grant from the
Kansas
Humanities.
Never mind, that's some deal for the group. Sam Zeff and Matt, I will butcher this name, Hudap, actually are the ones that had it April 4th, 1968. Yeah, we'll try to track down that actual audio. That would be wonderful.
We need to have some of that. Yeah, yeah, that is a great historical moment. For Kansas State University. And that was, the Landon Lectures, I think, started in 67. And I don't believe that this was part of the Landon Lecture series.
Mm-hmm.
I don't recall that. But that was at Ahern Fieldhouse. And I don't know what the turnout was. I don't really know a lot of the specifics other than Martin Luther King Jr. gave his last collegiate speech at Kansas State University.
And he was assassinated April 4th of 68.
And there's a story that I understand that there were some notes that he made while he was at K-State that were on a piece of paper that I believe was found in his wallet or his suit following his death.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another interesting tie that we that's a kind of a unknown anecdote.
He talks a lot about truth. In fact, I do see quotes from him here. Truth is a relatedness of facts. Now it is a fact we have come a long, long way. But it isn't the whole truth. And if I stopped at this point, I'm afraid I would leave you the victims of an illusion wrapped in superficiality. And we would all go away the victims of a dangerous optimism. Boy, some wonderful words there. Mm.
You know, he's kind of profound.
Yes, he
is. He made, you know, there's probably one of the most quotable people in our history.
I took a rhetoric class, and he was very much a part of that. And
the rhetoric class?
Yes, when I was going through college, and he was one definitely. Malcolm X was another one, a whole different type of rhetoric there. But yes, Martin Luther King Jr. had some wonderful things to say and put it all so well.
A rhetoric class. I didn't know they had rhetoric
classes.
Well,
they did back in the dinosaur days.
Back in the days.
When I went to college.
In the dinosaur days.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay.
Been just a few years since I was in college.
I'm not the one that made the comment. I'm not. Let's go ahead. We got another phone call. Good morning. You're on K-Man's Open Phones.
Good morning.
Hi.
My comment is in line with the prohibition. My grandparents ran a pink pig out of Detroit, smuggling in a Canadian club across the border. And my complaint for the day is, all the folks showing up real late to the lights out at MHK, put another 10 minutes in your drive time, come out and have a cup of coffee, but get there a little early so you get on that flight.
All right. Sounds good.
Have a good day.
Have a good day. Appreciate your call this morning. We pretty much out of time for phone calls. Tomorrow on In Focus, it's City Day.
Yes, it is. We'll have Manhattan Mayor Yusha Reddy, City Manager Ron Fear. Doesn't look like a real lengthy agenda, but I'm sure they'll fill us in on that and other city events. So looking forward to visiting with them.
Special thanks to Bud Cox for stopping in and joining us this morning.
A lot of fun.
You know, he talked about charities. I know that there were a number of charities that people were asked, they'd ask people to donate to. And the one that I was there for Friday evening, Shepherd's Crossing.
Very good.
Which I've been a past board member of that organization. So that was a neat deal for Shepherd's Crossing, an organization that I'm dearly fond of. But boy, that was fun. So thanks to Bud and Bobby and the whole crew at Hibachi Hut. I enjoyed that. That's it for In Focus and Open Phones today. Kathy, thank you much. Always a joy. CBS News is next, followed by The Clark Howard Show, Rush, Dan Patrick, and The Game. It's Wildcat Insider this afternoon on K-Man.
Get everything you want in a checking account and more with Checking Plus from KS State Bank. KS State Bank, member FDIC, KMAN, Manhattan.
CBS News. I'm Steve Kathan. On the week he's due to assume the presidency, Donald Trump suggests he's close to an Obamacare replacement. Live to CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
The president.